welcome to the It's a Journey podcast. My name is Portia Hines, and I'm your host. I'm also the founder of My Journey Solutions, which is a counseling, coaching, and consulting company. We use the best research and the best proven strategies to help individuals and organizations facilitate the transformation that they're looking for. I'd also like to help you navigate putting those principles into use and helping you use my experience for your good. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the It's a Journey podcast. It has been a while, right? I'm so excited to dive into this episode with you guys to let you know about some things, to update you on some things, and to give you some encouragement. So let's get into it. One thing before we jump into today's topic, I did want to share with you guys that I have kickstarted my blog again, where I'm sharing my favorites, my absolute favorite wellness products. So if you're looking to spruce up your wellness routine, whether that be skincare, whether that be supplements and vitamins, or whether that be nutritional items, check back every week to see what I've got posted and tell me which one your favorite is of the week. First things first, I really would like to thank you guys for jumping back into this podcast with me. I've been trying to hold out until I got my full voice back, but I see that's not happening anytime soon. We may just be rocking the raspy from here on out. as most of you guys know, my kid does travel basketball, my youngest does, and I tend to scream and yell quite a bit at the games, but I've been trying to rest my voice some so that I could actually speak and not sound like somebody crazy. But yeah, the hot tea, the mint, all of the things, it's not really helping. On top of that, we've had some really exciting things going on, both professionally in my life and personally. I had a birthday while we were on hiatus, and I've gotten to do some extra traveling for work. That was really, really fun. So I just want to say, again, thank you guys for rocking with me and being on this journey. I do plan to kind of document some of the things that are upcoming in my life and changes in roles. I am actually a part of the leadership staff at my sister and brother-in-law's church, and we are planting a church in a new city. So it's really, really exciting. I feel like it really is attached to the purpose that God has on my life. So I am over the moon about everything that is unfolding right now, and I can't wait to take you guys along with me. So, first things first, how have you been, friend? What's going on new in your life? I really would love to catch up with you guys, so leave me a voice memo or pop over to Instagram and say hi. Tell me what's been going on. Tell me how you've been. Tell me what you're looking forward to. For all of you moms out there, are you ready for school to be out in a few short weeks? I know I am. It's a little slower pace of life when school is out for my youngest. And I enjoy that. I enjoy spending that extra time with them. All right. So school getting ready to be out. The temperatures are heating up. It's another time of transition for us. I feel like every time we get settled, every time it's like, all right, I got this. It's a time of transition that comes upon us again, which at this point in my life, I have just accepted that change is good. Change is going to happen, so I can expect change. And as long as I'm expecting it, it doesn't hit me by surprise. It's not traumatic. I may not know what type of change is coming, but as long as I know it's coming, I can pivot, you know? I can adjust to it. I can ride the wave. I was going to say roll with the punches, but it's not rolling with punches. I can ride that wave. So a couple of things that we can do to ride the wave of change. Number one is not being so attached to a particular outcome. When we put all of our eggs in one basket, when we say that this is the only way something can be successful, when we don't allow space in our brains for an alternate outcome, then we stick ourselves in a position where we can be let down. So being flexible, having a growth mindset is where we want to be. Define what success means and not like, okay, if I'm driving from here to New Mexico, I'm only successful and the trip is only going to go well if I get there in this number of hours. What about, hey, I'm going to New Mexico, I'm going on a trip, and as long as my family and I, or my companions and I, get there safely, then we know that we have been successful. The trip is a success. How about planning some space in between? Okay, let me leave earlier so that if I have a deadline to meet by arriving at a certain time, I have more than enough time to get there. Like really, really thinking into the weeds about how can I make this successful instead of this one marker of success. All right. In transition, number two, if we can take a step back and know that a no or things not going the way that we planned is not always a failure. Sometimes a denial is a blessing. And I put that out there because I distinctively remember praying for things in my 20s. Oh, there's a school bus. I distinctively remember praying for things in my 20s that now that I'm in my 40s, I give thanks to God daily that those things didn't happen. So really trusting in divine wisdom that what is for you will be for you and what is not for you, you'll be protected from. That is the space that I really want us to start to explore. Not being attached to one particular outcome and trusting that what is for you will come as long as you're on the road. That doesn't mean sit in your bedroom every day and hope that something will happen. Be in action, be doing the things, be pursuing, and know that it will manifest. It will materialize if you're in action, if that indeed is what is for you. If it is something else that will be better for you, trust that that will replace what you even thought you wanted. All right, that one was a little loosely constructed. Number two was a little bit loosely constructed. So I'll give an example. I just knew that I wanted to be married by the age of 25. I thought I knew who I wanted to be married to, and I would pray. I would pray and pray and pray. God, please let this happen. God, first of all, the format that I was praying was crazy. I digress. I think a lot of us have been there, though. But anyways, so I would pray, Lord, please let this happen. Just please let this happen. It didn't happen. Years would go by and I would be like, gosh, what I thought I wanted, what I wanted so badly didn't happen. And now that actually it didn't even take that long, the path that a certain individual and I were on turned out to be one that was not one that happiness could be grown for either of us. It turned out to be that there were even better things in store for both individuals. So I've got my beautiful children. I've got a life that I never even dreamed of. And so does that individual. And it wasn't together. So there are things that we may want right now that may not be the best. They may be good, but they may not be the best for us. So when there's a no, when there's an unexpected outcome, just remind yourself that something better, something greater could be just across the horizon and you just have to keep moving. As always, this episode is brought to you by myjourneysolutions.com, and there is where you'll find all of your personal, professional, and organizational self-development needs, okay? So make sure you check out the website. But since you made it this far on the podcast, I did want to give you guys a little inside scoop. So, of course, I want you to follow me on Instagram so that we can do life together. That's the more professional-ish side, right? That's the, hey, I have a job and I want to keep it side. But over on TikTok, as long as TikTok is still here, it's a little bit more personal. That's where the health journey is encompassed. That's where some of the more transitional things I'm showcasing will be found. So make sure you hop on over to TikTok and find me. It's Portia Hines, just like everywhere else. And let me know what your page is. I really want to help be a part of each and every one of you guys' community. Let's support each other. Let's move forward and let's live the best that we possibly can live in this life. See you soon. Thanks for joining me for another episode of the It's a Journey podcast. As always, I hope this episode was impactful to you. I hope it gave you some information and tools that you can put into use immediately to change and improve the way that you're experiencing life. Join me in the show notes where we're going to list all of the discounts, all of the current offers, and opportunities to connect. Until next time.